Ass Over Tea Kettle. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Relationship, Alpha 17, Padme Amidala. Also tagged for humor, attraction, BAMF Padme Amidala, and alternate universe canon divergence. This was supposed to be a vacation. Cursing under his breath, Alpha stuffs himself down the narrow passage after his supposed charge, trying not to scrape his head or shoulders on the metal on every side of them. There are echoes of voices above them, griffing pirates, and the distant wail of the emergency alarms, and the howl of a storm outside the walls. And the minute they get out of this, Alpha is going to apologize to every Jedi he's ever called a pain in the ass, and mean it. Well, not literally, but he's sure in the nine hells are awful going to think about it. "You know, you could always stay behind," his charge says, maddeningly polite. Like Alpha is the one slowing her down. Alpha doesn't want to take that from a woman who barely comes up to his tits, particularly one who started the day in a dress that could have fit three circuses under the skirt. But it's maybe a little more true than he would like. These areas of the ship were made for droids, not Alpha Batch clones. "With all due respect, Senator," he gets out, "you could always kiss my shebs. You were my mission. I don't fail my missions." Padme rolls her eyes. Just a little. But criff, Alpha is going to strangle her. Or ask her to step on him. Or ask her to sit on his face. One of these options is more likely than the others, but he can't currently tell which one. "We're almost to the hatch," Padme says, and ducks beneath a spill of pipes as she keeps moving. The blaster she stole from Alpha, and has refused to give back, leveled and held with a familiarity that Alpha would have preferred someone warn him about before he accepted what was supposed to be a milk run guard assignment, and promptly ended up in over his whole criffing head. Not that he likely would have listened, but it's the principle of the thing. "Not sure if you've noticed," Alpha says pointedly, squeezing through another too narrow turn that feels like it takes half the paint off his armor, even as he makes it through. "But that's a karking wasteland out there."
"With lightning," Padme agrees, just a little wry. "I hope you can run fast, Commander. They mentioned a base in the hills. If we can get there, there are probably ships we can steal." Alpha tells himself this is definitely better than getting stuck with some moron of a senator who collapses the moment things go wrong. He tells himself that 3 times, hoping it will stick, as Padme kicks open an escape hatch with a grunt and then leaps out, landing heavily on rain-soaked ground and turning like she's going to criffing offer him a hand out or something. Alpha could toss her over his shoulder. She probably weighs less than his armor does. But he gets the feeling that if he tried it, he'd end up with a blaster pressed up against his skull and a very polite, very firm order to put her down or else. He tries very hard to tell himself that that's not at least half the appeal as he follows her down into the mud.
"Stealing a ship works with all those pretty shiny morals of yours, Senator," he mocks, and Padme smiles, silk and steel and an edge to echo the lightning that cracks and splits above the crash site.
"I've been told," she says, "that I'm very good at aggressive negotiations, Commander."
Alpha can believe that. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!